T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Kayla talks a lot about how clumsy you are.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it pays off. Jude Sparks, 10-year-old, on a hike with his parents on the desert outskirts of his neighborhood in Las Cruces, New Mexico. It's kind of the north part of the state. I was running further up, and I tripped on part of the tusk. Jude literally fell on a 1.2 million-year-old skull of a stegomastodon,
what?
A massive prehistoric creature with tusks like an elephant. They'd never found this thing before. So he's running ahead. Here's this. He says, I tripped on part of the tusk. My face landed next to the bottom jaw. I looked farther up, and there was another tusk.
Wow. So dude, those are the things that they, like, paint in caves and everything, too. Like, that's cool.
Yes. Now, listen to this. The stegomastodon is one of the three species of proboscideans, whatever that is, that inhabited the ancient Rio Grande Valley and is believed to be an ancestor to modern-day elephants. Jude's parents contacted a biologist at New Mexico State University. Why would they have a biologist at New Mexico State? That's not... You know. After they heard that he had discovered a similar fossil in a quarry south of the university. So this fossil that they found where they were hiking was on private land. And it took several months to get permission to excavate from the property owner. In New Mexico, the law stipulates that fossils that you find on private land belong to the landowner.
Okay.
Sure.
Here, the property owner asked that the precise site remain confidential because you don't want a bunch of people coming and digging around.
Of course.
Then this family eventually joined with the professor and his students, and it took them a week to get the skull out of the ground. The only thing holding this skull together was the sediment around it. When the sediments are removed from the sides of the bones, they start to fall apart immediately and literally fall into tiny, tiny bits. So they're like, you got to know what you're doing and yada, yada. So they've got this special stuff that they use, these chemical hardeners.
Sure.
That they put on the fossil, and then it makes it like bone again. And then once they dug it up, then it's coated in plaster and there you go. So this is amazing. Wow. This kid trips over something and falls into a 1.2 million year old fossil.
Dude, that is an awesome, like, tell me something good story. That's so good. Yeah,
much love to clumsy people everywhere.
It's
a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Jet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.